在我们这个礼拜的读经新约里面，我们下午来思考一段主耶稣的话。
We will consider a passage from our weekly Bible reading that Lord Jesus had spoken.
路加福音十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke 11.
从29节到32节。
Verse 29 to 32. And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here.The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here.
在这一段圣经，主耶稣在讲将来审判要定罪有两个标准。
Lord Jesus mentions here that in a future judgment there will be two criteria of judgment.
三十一节，南方的女王要起来定这个世代的罪。
Verse 31, the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them.
这是第一个标准。
This is the first criteria of judgment.
第二个标准32节。
Second criteria in 32.
尼尼微城的人要起来定这个世代的罪。
The men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it.
那为什么这两个地方这两个地方定罪的标准是这样呢
？Why is it that these two places will set the standard of judgment？
一个共同的原因就是在这里有一个更大的来到。
There is a common reason, and indeed a greater than Solomon or greater than Jonah is here.
这个更大就是比所罗门更大。
This greater person is greater than Solomon.
那这更大就是比约拿更大。
And the one who is greater than Jonah.
那这位更大的就是主耶稣本身。
This greater one is none other than Jesus Christ himself.
那我们首先来看南方的女王到底做了什么事情。
Let's study, first of all, what did the Queen of the South did?
从列王记上第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 10.
列王记上第十章。
1 Kings chapter 10.
第一节
Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions.
这里讲示巴女王听见所罗门的名声。
Queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon.
所罗门声从哪里来？
Where did the fame of Solomon come about?
从他的智慧来的。
It came from his wisdom.
因为他当王的时候，神向他显现说：“你求一件事情，我要给你成全。”
While he was the king, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said, "Whatever what you ask for, I will grant it."
那所罗门求什么
？What did King Solomon pray for?
所罗门求神给他智慧。
He asked the Lord for wisdom,
然后可以成为好的王
，so that he will be a good king.
神很高兴。
The Lord was so overjoyed.
说他没有求财富，也没有求长寿。
Saying that he did not pray for wealth or fame.
这是我们一般人祈求的。
Because this is something that average person will pray for.
他求有智慧。
And instead he prayed for wisdom.
神就给他智慧。
And the Lord granted him wisdom.
这个智慧是前无古人，后无来者。
This wisdom is something that was never surpassed in the past nor in the present.
不但给他智慧，连他没有求的财富、长寿都给他。
Not only did the Lord grant him wisdom, but also things that he did not request for, such as wealth and longevity.
所以可见呢，神要我们追求智慧。
So we see that the Lord wants us to pursue for wisdom.
那示巴女王听见所罗门这个有智慧的名声她就来了。
When the Queen of Sheba heard of the famous Solomon, came to seek him out.
你想想看现在一个人如果一个女人很有权又很有钱她会做什么
Now imagine if a woman is very wealthy and has power beyond compare, what would she do?
我想很多时候就花在装饰上面。
It's quite possible that you would devote much time and effort into cosmetics or makeup.
这是一般人所走的方向。
Because this is what an average person would take.
但是示巴女王她所渴慕的是什么？
But what was the queen of Sheba thirsting after?
她所渴慕的是智慧。
She thirsted after wisdom.
所以她就把难解的话来试问所罗门。
And she came to test King Solomon with hard questions.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所罗门将她所问的都答上了，没有一句不明白，不能回答。
Solomon answered all of her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her.
那第四节，示巴女王见所罗门大有智慧，和妥现在的宫室。
And verse 4, and the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built.
然后第五节，最后说，她就诧异的神不守舍。
Verse 5 says that she was surprised and beyond her imagination.
然后第六节就说你的智慧实在是真的。
In verse 6 she said, it was true the report that I heard in my own land about your words and wisdom.
然后第七节。
7.
我才知道人所告诉我还不到一半。你的智慧你的福分越过我所听见的风声。
However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceeds the fame of which I heard.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
常侍立在民面前，听你智慧话有福了。
Happy are your men, and happy are those your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom.
所以这个示巴女王，你看她觉得有福气，不是带金银珠宝。
We see that when Queen Sheba is very blessed, not just for the fact that she wore fine jewelries and adornment.
一般很平凡的这些人。
Like the average people would pursue after.
她觉得有福气是能够听智慧话。
What she considered to be blessed is to hear the words of wisdom.
那到底所罗门的智慧是什么？
What exactly is the definition of Solomon's wisdom?
圣经里面说，所罗门抬头能够论天上万象。
The Bible says that Solomon could lift up his head and talk about everything in the creation in the heavens.
低头能够论飞禽走兽。
And he looked down, he could discuss all the creatures that walk on the earth.
他出口可以作诗。
And that he can speak in psalms.
但这一些，都是指着地上的智慧。
But all of these are referring to earthly wisdom.
所以在地上很有智慧，能够听所罗门讲，这个就是很大的福气。
So it's considered to be of great blessing to be able to hear such mighty wisdom from Solomon.
那我们就回到，路加福音来看。
Now let's turn back to Luke.
路加福音里面说，在这里有一个比所罗门更大。
It says here, Indeed, a greater than Solomon is here.
这个比所罗门更大是谁？
Who is this person greater than Solomon?
当然就是主耶稣。
Of course, it's none other than Jesus Christ.
那更大是什么？
And who is greater?
更大就是更有智慧。
Greater means of greater wisdom.
所罗门智慧是论地上的事情，日光之下的事情。
Solomon's wisdom is limited to earthly things, things that are under the sun.
那主耶稣的智慧呢？
As for the wisdom of Jesus Christ,
圣经说主耶稣的智慧是论天上的事。
Lord, the Bible says that the wisdom of Jesus Christ is concerning the matters in the heaven.
是论属灵的事情。
It's considered spiritual matters.
那这个天上的事跟属灵的事，这是更大的智慧。
When we compare earthly wisdom versus heavenly wisdom, the heavenly wisdom is of greater wisdom.
圣经里面有讲，认识至圣者便是聪明。我们来看箴言的第九章第十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs, verse 9, verse 10. Chapter 9, verse 10.
Yeah. 第九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10. 请读。The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
说敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
也就是说，人如果不知道敬畏神，这个还谈不上说有智慧。
It means that if a person doesn't know God, then we can't really talk about having wisdom.
那这个敬畏神有两个阶段。
Fearing of God comes in two stages.
第一个要先相信有神。
First is to first acknowledge there is God.
那第二个要认识神是什么。
A second is to recognize who is God.
那第三个要心存敬畏来对待神。
And thirdly is to revere God out of our heart.
那这个叫做智慧的开始。
This is what it means to have the beginning of wisdom.
所以不认识神的人就根本谈不上这个人有智慧。
So whoever doesn't know God really have no wisdom to speak of.
或者说一个人知道有神，对神还不认识。
Or if a person knows of a God but doesn't recognize him.
或者认识神，他不敬畏他。
Or recognize God but doesn't revere God.
这个都谈不上有智慧。
Then there is no wisdom to speak of.
要知道他的存在，认识他，敬畏他，这个才是智慧的开始。
The beginning of wisdom is to recognize God and to know him and to revere him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神是万有的主宰。
Because God is the mighty creator.
一切都在乎他。
Everything comes from him.
所以我们就知道敬畏神是智慧的开始。
This is why we know that knowing God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以你看有时候在公司里面有这个公司的 politics.
We know that in a company setting, there's company politics.
就是怎么要争先取悦于老板。
And it's always about how we can win the favor of the boss.
所以可能可以加薪或提升职位或者这是什么好处。
Because this will directly concern whether you will be raised, given a raise or elevated to a higher position.
那到最后我们人生的老板是谁？
But ultimately, who is our ultimate boss?
也不是我们公司的老板。
It isn't our boss in the company.
也不是我们自己。
It isn't ourselves.
人生的老板是天上的神。
The boss of our life is God in heaven.
所以这个摩西要离世以前。
Before Moses departed from this world.
他对以色列百姓最忧虑就是他们没有信仰。
What he concerned most regarding the Israelites is that they lack the faith.
他告诉他们。
And he told them.
如果你们懂得敬畏神。
If you know how to fear God.
谨守他的诫命。
And you observe his commandments.
就会蒙福。
Closely, and then you will be blessed.
如果你们离弃神，
However, if you reject God,
不是随便哦，你离弃神就会受咒诅。
If you reject God, then you'll be cursed.
所以这个敬畏神是智慧的开始，这是从历史过去到现在都是这样。
Thus, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is a principle that stands true whether in the past or in the future.
好，那第十节哈，箴言第九章第十节。
In Proverbs 9 verse 10.
那下半句，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Second half, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这个至圣者是谁？
Who is this Holy One?
就是天上的神。
It is God who is in heaven.
认识他就是聪明。
Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why is it so?
当我们认识的神，
Once we know the true God,
我们透过我们所认识的神来看万物，
And through this God that we know to view everything in the world,
那个看法叫做真理，
Then that perspective will become truth,
那个看法就是绝对的，
And that perspective will become absolute,
所以这样叫做聪明。
This is what's called to be of understanding.
那这个至圣者是谁？
Who is this Holy One?
在哥罗西书里面有讲。
In Colossians it tells us.
神的奥秘就是基督。
That the mystery of God is none other than Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是神的奥秘。
Jesus Christ is the mystery of God.
所以神看不见。
Therefore, even though God is invisible.
神是一个灵。
He is a spirit.
我们怎么去认识神？
How can we know him?
根本就不可能。
It's impossible.
那这个神成为一个人。
But when this God, who is a spirit, come into flesh,
看得见、听得见、摸得到，
that you can see, touch, and hear.
那现在要认识神，就从这个人开始。
So now you want to know about God, you can begin with this person.
看耶稣讲什么。
And we visualize what Jesus said.
看主耶稣做什么。
And witness what he did.
看主耶稣怎么生活。
And observe how he lived his life.
看主耶稣怎么启示我们对他的了解。
And observe how he revealed to us will give us understanding.
那这样我们对主耶稣的认识就越来越深了。
And through this method, our understanding of Jesus Christ will become deeper and deeper.
那这就是智慧的开始。
And that will mark the beginning of understanding.
那如果所罗门当时的世代，
In the era of Solomon,
是巴女王这么渴慕智慧。
Queen Sheba, thirsted so much after wisdom.
这样长途遥远很辛苦来见所罗门。
And she tracked long journeys in order to see King Solomon.
那现在有一个从天上来的智慧者。
But now there is a the one of great wisdom from heaven.
啊，到处在传讲认识神的智慧。
And going about everywhere to speak of the wisdom of God.
但是人不愿意听。
But people refuse to listen.
那示范女王这个例子就要来定他们的罪。
Then the example of Queen Sheba will come to condemn people.
所以今天我们要知道，主耶稣就是智慧本身。
Therefore, today we need to understand Jesus Christ is the source of our wisdom.
我们对他认识越清楚，我们对人生的每一件事情你就看得很清楚。
And the more clear understanding we have of Jesus Christ, the more clear understanding we will have of this life.
比方说我们过去读经里面在路加福音有读到福跟祸。
For instance, previously in the book of Luke, we study on the blessings and curses.
在路加的第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
二十节到二十三节论福。
Verse 20-23 is concerning the blessings.
二十四节到二十六节论祸。
24-26 concerning condemnation.
那我们就发现这里讲的福跟我们一般人所谓的有福根本就不一样。
Then we would discover the blessings discussed here is totally different from the worldly understanding of wisdom.
好，那我们透过主耶稣讲的话这样来认识，你就变成很聪明。
And through Lord Jesus Christ, we perceive this words of wisdom, then we will truly become wise.
真正的福气是什么？
What is the true blessing?
得到神的国。
When we attain the kingdom of God,
那里有公义、平安、喜乐。
Where there is righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个就是幸福。
This is a blessing.
所以真正的幸福从哪里来？
Where does true blessing come from?
从神的国来的。
It springs from the kingdom of God.
离开神的国就没有公义、没有平安、没有喜乐。
Apart from the kingdom of God, we have no justice, peace, or joy.
好，第二个福气。
The second blessing.
饱足。
Satisfaction.
这个饱足不是外在的。
And being filled is not just externally.
是内心的一种满足。
But rather the internal satisfaction.
那内心如果满足。
When we are internally satisfied.
我们就发现生活很自由。
We would discover our life to be very free.
这样也可以，那样也可以。
We can do this or that.
因为不是依靠外在的来满足。
Because we're not satisfied by external factors.
我们内心已经满足了。
Our inner heart is already satisfied.
所以外在就可以随遇而安了。
So we will be at peace regardless of our external circumstances.
所以这个叫做智慧。
This is true wisdom.
那如果这个没有抓住。
If we cannot seize to this principle.
一生就是在外面一直在抓什么追求什么。
Then our whole life will be spent trying to grasp after this or that.
追求一生心里都不会觉得很满足。
We'll be pursuing one after another and find no satisfaction in life.
讲起来是很可怜的。
This is to be pitied.
因为不晓得在追求什么。
Because we have no clue what we are pursuing after.
那第三个。
And third blessing.
当然有福气就是喜笑，就是过得很喜乐。
Of course, having blessing is when we rejoice, having joy.
那喜乐从哪里来？
Where does joy come about?
也是从神来的。
It comes from God.
那要得到这个福气。
In order to attain this blessing.
要怎么得到？
How do we attain it?
第一个。
First.
要虚心。
We need,
贫穷叫贫穷。
We need to humble ourselves, or in other words, to be poor.
就是心灵贫穷。
It means that we are, in our spirit, we are poor.
贫穷就是我觉得我什么都没有。
Being poor means that we have nothing to claim our own.
那这样就神就容易进到里面。
Then we will, it would be very easy for God to come into us.
那第二个。
Secondly.
要饥饿。
We need to hunger.
好像吃东西这样很饿，很想要吃一些东西。
Well, as though we are hungering for food and in a state of hunger.
我们对神的国、神的义非常的饥渴。
We are very hungering and thirsting after God's kingdom and His righteousness.
天天想要去追求。
Each day we try to pursue after Him.
就会满足。
Then we will find satisfaction.
那再来就是要哀哭。
And thirdly, we need to mourn.
哀哭就是对自己的罪。
Mourn is when we weep for our sins.
觉得非常的伤心。
We feel so saddened by our sins.
叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
And it means that we become saddened according to God's righteousness.
那我们渐渐离开了罪。
As we depart from sin further and further away.
我们一离开罪就发现神越来越亲近我们，充满我们。
The moment we depart from sin, then we will discover that God is closer and closer drawn to us.
那我们就活得很喜乐。
Then we will live a very joyful life.
所以这个叫做智慧。
This is true wisdom.
怎么来过一个很幸福的人生？智慧就在这里，不是把圣经抛掉啊，去请问那些不认识神的人。
To live a blissful life is Just following the principles here, we're not looking for experts from the world.
人生最宝贵的真言在哪里？圣经。
The most valuable truth is contained in no place else except the Bible.
那把这个丢掉去看什么人的语录，什么人讲什么话，这个都没有用。
If we throw away the Bible and then we seek after the wisdom from the people and what they say, it's useless.
只有认识神才有智慧。
Only when we know God and understand Him will we obtain true wisdom.
神对人生的答案就是主耶稣的话。
The answer the Lord has to all humanity are contained in the words of Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣本身。
It is Jesus Christ Himself.
好，那我们再看什么叫做祸。
Now let's study what are the woes.
24节。
Verse 24.
你们富足的有祸了。
Woe to you who are rich.
这个实在和我们很难了解，也很难接受。
This is very difficult for others to understand nor accept.
富足不是神的福气吗？
Isn't richness a blessing from God?
为什么富足会变成祸呢？
How is that richness will become a woe to us?
因为你们受了安慰。
For you have received your consolation.
那安慰从哪里来？
Where does consolation come about?
从富足来的。
Comes from the richness.
那一个人富足了就不会去哀痛，不会去为自己的罪去反省去悔改。
Once a person becomes materially rich, he will not mourn for his sins or feel saddened by his sins.
只停留在很肤浅生活上的满足，活得很快的这样而已。
He will no longer repent and he will just be satisfied in his worldly possessions.
结果跟神的关系是断绝的。
But his relationship, in fact, is cut off from God.
活在罪里面。
He's living within sin.
这个就是祸。
This is woe.
活得很舒服，但是活在罪里面。
Even though they live a comfortably life, but they're within steep in sin.
跟神没有关系，这个就是祸。
They have no relationship with God, so this is a curse.
所以智慧在哪里？就在主耶稣讲的话。
Whereas true wisdom is contained in the words of Jesus Christ.
那再看25节。
Verse 25.
你们饱足有祸了。
Woe to you who are full.
因为你们要饥饿。
For you shall hunger.
在外在很饱足的人
externally when we are very satisfied with food
对神的事情就不会追求
then they will no longer pursue after the matters of God
因为我什么都有了
because they already possess everything
我觉得没有缺乏什么
they feel as though they are not in lack of anything
就不会去追求
they will no longer pursue
结果在灵里面其实他是饥饿的
but in the spirit they are actually in a state of hunger
那饥饿灵里面就没有力量
If they're hungering in the spirit, then they're lacking in spiritual strength.
里面那个人就很瘦又弱。
That inner man is very thin and emaciated.
天国路就走不下去。
They no longer have the strength to walk on this journey to heaven.
没有办法承担神给我们的责任。
They can no longer withstand the responsibility from God.
但是外面很富足。
But externally, they're very wealthy.
到最后要饥饿。
But in the end, they shall hunger.
那喜笑的有祸了。
Woe to you who laugh now.
这个也是一样。
This is the same principle.
因为你们哀痛。
For you shall mourn and weep.
没有经历过，我们人应该有的一种改变。
So a person needs to go through transformation God demands of us.
人天天活得很快乐，就不会想我要改变什么。我已经活得很快乐，我要改变什么。
If a person lives a very, very self-content life each day, why would they pursue for change?
但是当主耶稣再来。
But when Lord Jesus comes again,
那是哀痛的时刻。
That is a moment of mourning.
26节
Verse 26.
人都说你们好的时候就有祸了。
Woe to you when all men speak well of you.
因为他们的祖宗带假先知也是这样。
For so did their fathers to the false prophets.
因为真先知照神的话来传。
True prophets will preach according to God's words.
不管你愿意听不愿意听就是照神的话来传。
Regardless of whether these words are pleasant sounding or awful sounding, they will preach according to God's words.
所以就不会每个人都说他好因为有的人没有办法接受。
And in that way, not everyone will accept what they say. Therefore, not everyone is going to speak well of him.
那这个假先知就是照着人喜欢听的来传。
But as for the false prophets, they will preach according to what people like to hear.
让你活在假象里面。
So you live in a mirage.
意思人如果都说我们好，就有祸了。
So when people all speak well of you, you're a woe.
所以我们就看主耶稣来，他是更大的智慧。
When Lord Jesus came, He brought about greater wisdom.
如果我们接受这个智慧
If we accept this wisdom,
我们人生会有极大的改变
Then there will be a great transformation in our life.
有真正的福气
There will be true blessings.
我们来看箴言
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的第二章
Proverbs chapter 2.
箴言第三章
Proverbs 3.
第十五节
Verse 15
请读
She is
14节
Verse 14 For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold
十五节
15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
这里讲智慧的价值超过银子，利益强如金金。
It tells us here that the value of wisdom far exceeds silver and gold.
15节说一切所喜爱的都不能够跟智慧相比。
15 says she is more precious than anything that you treasure.
16节。
16.
因为她的右手有长寿。
Length of days is in her right hand.
最长寿就是永生。
The longest of days is in eternal life.
耶稣就是我们的智慧。
For Lord Jesus Christ is our wisdom.
我们抓住主耶稣就有长寿。
When we seize onto Jesus Christ, we will have eternal life.
左手有富贵。
On left hand, riches and honor.
又丰富又尊贵。
So wealthy and also respectable.
如果我们抓住主耶稣。
If we seize onto Jesus Christ.
我们就是最尊贵，我们是神的王子。
We will be most honorable because we are the princes of God.
如果我们抓住主耶稣,
if we seize onto Christ,
我们就是最丰富的人。
We are the most abundant.
因为一切的恩典真理都是给我们。
Because all the grace and truth will come into us.
那他的道是安乐的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
怎么让我们生活过得很喜乐?
How can we live a joyful life?
要照着智慧来引导。
We have to follow in the guidance of, in the path of wisdom.
她的路是平安的。
Her path of peace.
怎么能够享受那没有忧愁、没有害怕的生活?
How can we enjoy a life without worries, without burdens?
主在主的道路上，他就与我们同在。
When we are on the path to Christ, then he will abide with us.
所以一个这么伟大的智慧来到人间。
Such a great wisdom.Wisdom come into this earth.
没有人要听。
There's no one that wants to accept this message.
没有人愿意接受。
None is willing to accept.
所以示巴女王要来定这个世代的罪。
Therefore, Queen Sheba is going to condemn the people of this world.
这是第一个。
This is the first condemnation.
定罪的标准。
The first standard of condemnation.
那第二个标准是什么呢？
The second standard of condemnation.
我们看路加福音。
Luke.
11章。
Luke 11.
32节。
Verse 32, the man of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it.
这里说尼尼微城要起来定这个世代的罪。
The man of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment to condemn it.
因为约拿被差去传警告。
For Jonah preached the message of repentance.
本来约拿也不想去了。
Previously, Jonah did not want to go.
他想要逃避神。
He wanted to flee from God.
那如果神要用一个人哦，你要逃避逃不了了。
But if God truly wants to use a person, no matter how you flee, you cannot get away.
所以有时候我们在想哦，为什么教会缺乏工人？哦，为什么教会里面好像工人有时候都看不到？
Sometimes we think about how come the church is so sorely lacking in sacred workers and the preachers.
一个最基本的答案就是。人就是这样而已啊。
The most fundamental reason is because this is how men are.
那我们需要更多的工人。
So we are in desperate need of more workers.
那怎么有更多的工人？
How can we have more workers?
我们要祷告求神差派工人。
We have to pray and intercede for the Lord to bring about more workers.
如果神在动工，你逃不掉的。
If God is moving, then no matter how you flee, you cannot get away.
你看约拿逃到那个船的底下。
You see, Jonah fled to the bottom of the boat.
没有人知道。
No one knew about it.
神可以用暴风把他摇出来。
But God can use the mighty storm to shake him out of the boat.
约拿很勇敢，你把我投下去，风浪就平静。
Jonah was very brave, and he told the people on the boat that just throw me into the ocean, and it will calm the waves.
这个人真的是硬到底，投下去死也没有关系。
This person truly has a very stubborn neck. So even though he risked his life being thrown into the ocean, it's fine.
神没有这么便宜，你要死就可以死啊。
But God is not so easy to deal with. Even though you want to die, you will not die easily.
投下去刚好一条鱼把它吞起来。
When he was thrown into the ocean, a big fish came and swallowed him.
三天三夜在鱼肚子里面徘徊。
For 3 days and 3 nights, he was stuck in the stomach of the fish.
海藻缠满他的全身。
And the seaweed wrapped around his entire body.
他痛苦非常，就悔改了。
He was misery beyond compare, so he repented.
他一悔改， 鱼就把他吐到岸上。
The moment he repented, the fish spat him out onto the shore.
刚好在尼尼微城旁边。
And he came to the shore of the city of Nineveh.
所以如果神要用人，你跑不掉的。
So if God truly wants to use a person, you cannot fled.
他就开始传警告。
And began to preach the message warning.
上从国王下到连动物全部禁食祷告。
So from the king all the way down to the creatures, everyone was fasting.
结果圣经说神就后悔了。
And the outcome was that God regretted.
神后悔不是神做错事情。
God regretted not because he had done anything wrong.
神后悔是因为神的怜悯。
He regretted because out of his mercy for them.
所以本来要把尼尼微城灭掉就改变了。
Originally he intended on wiping out the people of the city of Nineveh, but he changed his mind.
就赦免他们了。
And he forgave their sins.
那在这里有一个人比约拿更大。
And indeed,There is a greater person than Jonah is here.
就是主耶稣。
Who is Jesus Christ?
但是他出来传悔改，没有人要听。
But when he came to preach the message of repentance, no one listened to him.
不把他当一回事。
They consider him as rubbish.
所以尼尼微城啊，要起来定这个世代的罪。
This is why the men of Nineveh will rise up to condemn this generation.
所以今天我们是最有福气的一个世代。
Today we are the most blessed generation.
因为主耶稣的救恩是向我们敞开的。
Because the salvation of Christ is open to all of us.
主耶稣的智慧向我们是敞开的。
The wisdom of Jesus Christ is open to all of us.
因为我们得到圣灵。
For we have received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣的话语一言一行就通过圣经我们就可以认识。
The word of Christ and everything he had done through the Bible is revealed to us.
那我们就可以真的悔改来进入神的国。
So we can truly repent and enter into God's kingdom.
来享受一切神为我们预备丰盛的恩典。
To enjoy all the abundant blessings God has prepared for us.
所以33节开始。
Beginning from verse 33.
他在讲心里的光。
He talks about the inner light.
点灯是要放在灯台上。
When a person light a lamp, it's put on a lampstand.
34节。
Verse 34.
你的眼睛就是身上的灯。
Your eye is the light of your body.
那眼睛嘹亮，全身就光明。
When your eye is open, is good, then your whole body is also full of light.
如果神开我们的眼睛，能够看到主耶稣的光。
If the Lord opens our inner eyes so that we can see the light of Jesus Christ.
让主耶稣的光光照我们。
So allowing the light of Jesus Christ to shine upon us.
全身就明亮。
Then our whole body will be filled with light.
我们对自己的心思意念，对自己的生活，对自己的举止言行，就很光明，看得很清楚。
Then everything that we do, including our thoughts and our conducts, will become very transparent and open to us.
但是如果眼睛瞎了。
But if our eyes are blind.
看不见那个光。
We cannot see the light.
我们全身就在黑暗里面。
And our whole body will be thrown into darkness.
看不到自己的内心。
Because we can no longer perceive our inner heart.
没有主的光，看不出自己有什么不对。
Without the light from the Lord, we can no longer perceive what we have done wrong.
那就记在黑暗里面。
Then we will be stuck in darkness.
结果就非常的可怕。
And the end will be quite tragic.
所以最大的一位已经来到。
So the greater one has arrived.
这是极大的恩典。
For it is a great mercy and grace.
唱诗
，sing him，
472
472，
等布道会来祷告
，continue to pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation，
也请我们常常带朋友来教会参加聚会
，please also often bring friends to attend services，
一起来祷告
，let's pray together。